I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The results of Ukraine's elections are a mix of hope and uncertainty. Joel Griffith of Slava Gospel Association says the new parliament is pro-Europe. However, there are big issues to deal with that could further divide the country.
It's been a very, very tense situation in Ukraine for the past several months. A lot of violent conflict. People have lost their lives. There's an enormous refugee crisis that continues right now.
Churches are stepping up to take care of refugees and encouraging them with the hope of Christ. You can come alongside them at our website. Next, Global Advance's David Shibley says they just hosted a tri-nation summit with key church leaders from India and Pakistan, meeting in a neutral country. Though the countries are hostile to each other, the church leaders were united in purpose.
They came away with an emphasis in two areas. First of all, being sure that each unengaged, unreached people group would be reached, and most of them are targeting the year 2020. Second, a fresh commitment to the mentoring of young men and women who feel called into Christian vocational ministry.
The church is growing quickly, so be praying. Special links for this story at our website. And TV is helping at least one Egyptian family cope with crisis. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, reports some viewers recently shared that they're used to living under pressure in the Middle East, but watching Sat7 reminds them to have faith in what God's doing. Pray Sat7 will be blessed as they continue ministering to families and giving them hope. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the new book, Cross in the Shadow of the Crescent by Erwin Lutzer, with your gift. It'll help you better understand Islam so you can pray and be equipped to reach out to Muslims around you. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.